go.
I fixed it. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode of the I'm almost at the rundown of Extra Medias. I'm your host, Chris Vegas. Tonight, we are going to be talking about this.
It looks like the Jubilee channel is trying to have us deleted. We had videos recently that were flagged, some new, some old, by a company called LDS Affiliate, which, on behalf of Jubilee, is flagging a bunch of their videos saying that we are infringing on their copyright. Because they've already been on the record saying they're fine with this kind of content.
Abba and preach.
You're naming them now? Okay.
I do agree that sometimes when they're just being judgmental for no reason, then it's, I don't like that either. But I feel sometimes some of the reaction videos are actually so funny.
I don't know. I just like keep watching them. Even though I don't love them, like I enjoy watching the videos and like I learn a lot and I'm like really curious.
But I have contacted them. I emailed them. They've seen the email. You know, I've DM'd them. And, you know, because there was no response, I'm like, all right, let me just go about this publicly. So this whole situation is really bizarre. Because you know what? From some creators, like, I could see it. But from this one, I'm a little bit more surprised by it.
Abba and Preach, their channel is being threatened by Jubilee. Did they get canceled? Will it be canceled? Will it be okay? And we have some other things to talk about, like what's trending on TikTok with Grandma. And we're going to go over at the end of every month from this day forth, we're going to talk about the movies turning 30, 20, and 10 years old. I'm going to make that a tradition at the end of every month. Joining me tonight on Talking Through the Medias is the returning champion herself, Ms. the Queen of Les Business.
Oh,
or
me.
King of Les Business.
I'll really take King.
It's more powerful.
Yeah, I mean, not really. Queens really have it made.
Jesus. But. Tabitha. can never just be normal.
I'm never normal. That's not going to happen.
Also joining us tonight is Miss Full of Grace, the love of my life, Joy Fagan. How are you doing, babe?
I'm good.
She's definitely the king of this household.
Like I said, guys, we're going to talk about some things. We're going to talk about a lot of things. And I want you guys to hit the like button. If it really does help us out. If you want to become a member or a patron, so you can also lend your voice and also boost this channel. It really does help us out and is always appreciated. Guys, we're going to talk about like the main topic and some other topics on the show here on the podcast. Keep in mind that this is also a podcast, so while we are recording this, speak as if people can't see us.
I always speak as if people can't see me.
Oh yeah, you also dance like no one's watching you as well.
I do.
But that's what you should do.
I know. That's every day, all day.
Yeah,
you should see my happy food dance.
Damn. But on top of that, but oh shit, I forgot to hit the live button on something else too. There we go. It's working now. So guys, look into the chat. We also have our link to our Streamlabs. So if you guys want to join us at the end of the show, if we have time, if I don't go over, if you guys want to lend your voice and tell us what you guys think, the Streamlabs chat link is there. So you guys want to join us during our by fans, for fans portion of the show.
Just tell him to hurry it up.
I will try to.
So get in the chat and tell him to move on when you're tired of hearing him yap. That's the greatest part about this is you get to tell him, tink, tink. Go tink, tink, hush your mouth.
Keep him.
YouTube doesn't even know. See, that's a Twitter. That's a TikTok thing.
Twitter.
YouTube doesn't even know about.
That's okay.
The tink, tink.
The TikTok people thing. Go to the chat and go tink, tink. Move it along. All right.
Okay, that's enough. All right, we're done. All right, guys, let's get into the first topic of the day. So, guys, like I was saying earlier, so the YouTube channel Abba and Preach, you guys, if you guys follow them, they are a YouTube channel based out of Canada, I think. And they it's these two brothers who give their reactions and their thoughts on a lot of trending topics and entertainment news. So, well, let's just give a little recap of who Abba and Preach is. Who wants to take on Abba and Preach? Anybody want to read that one for me?
Okay. ABBA and Preach is a comedy and entertainment duo on YouTube that focuses on commentary and reactions. The channel has over 418 videos, including vlogs, videos about dating, racism, and YouTubers like PewDiePie, Girl Defined, and PewDiePie. Yeah. That says PewDiePie. PewDiePie, Girl Defined, and Brooke Houts. ABBA and Preach joined YouTube in 2012, and their first video was a vlog about ABBA titled Dear Mother. Their most viewed video is about ABBA and heightism. I'm not exactly sure what heightism is. Yeah, is it about height?
I didn't catch that video. They're beefing with another channel called Jubilee. So if you guys caught it, ABBA and Preach made an announcement publicly on their YouTube channel saying that they were under threat of having their channel deleted due to copyright strike, which is something that really sucks for a lot of reasons. Ever since YouTube updated their terms and conditions, what has been happening to a lot of channels is that if you want to like go back in time, go back in history of if a channel has abused the Fair House laws or rules and has stolen your content, you can go back all the way to the beginning. You can go back as far as you want. If you want to do a copyright claim or a copyright strike, which is worse, you can go back as far back as the eye can see. The problem with that is that if a channel gets more than three copyright strikes, their channel can be up for deletion. And if a channel decides to go back and attack another channel for reviewing or reacting or whatever to their content, and if they think that the Fair House thing is being abused, they're abusing, but you know they're just putting our content on their channel, blah blah blah. The problem is with this other channel, Jubilee. They have given a lot of reacting channels permission to use their content. So that's why ABBA and Preach were like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you attacking us when you say that this is allowed?
And didn't you comment earlier that they were actually on Jubilee's channel in a video of them bragging about reaction videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is a little weird if they were going to start creating a lawsuit scenario.
A campaign
to take reaction videos down.
Yeah.
Now, here's my next question. I want to know, I guess I need to do a little more research into what this whole copyright strike is. Because whenever they're considering it, okay, if you're using our content for a review is somebody's opinion of what you're putting out there or your reaction to what somebody's putting out there. So does that mean now all reviews of all businesses can be them using their content? Like, do you have to just view, like, have a video of just yourself then maybe only have the sound of the content and tell them what you were listening to so all the people see is you reacting? Would that stop it?
Well, that kind of goes into what is and what isn't fair use. So from what I understand, if you take another person's content, then you're limited to how much of the audio and video
that you can utilize. Correct.
And if you need to be able to provide your own original, like us critiquing it,
correct,
or talking about it or reacting to it, that is transformative and it's pretty much considered original work.
Do we know what like the time limit is? Because I thought it was like 30 seconds of fully streamed.
Yeah, I know what you're going. All that stuff, I hear different things all the time.
See, because I thought it was like 30 seconds of continuous stream. If it's past that, you're using their stuff and you can get in trouble. But if you stay less than 30 seconds for a continuous stream, you're fine.
I heard overall that, like, for example, if I was to do a first time watching of a movie, I could only use, like, if the movie was an hour long, I could only use 10% of...
So percentage rate then.
So there's a percentage. Okay. Like, yeah. So I could only use, like, 10 minutes
of
footage.
Of actual footage. actual footage.
Of actual footage from the movie.
But it wouldn't matter if it's continuous or broken up.
Right. So, theoretically.
Okay.
But sometimes, but at the same time, you can a person can just decide just to give you a copyright strike, and then on YouTube you can appeal. And you could be like, no, this is under fair use. This should be protected.
Because this is a video form of reviewing someone's product.
Right.
Is what my argument to this would be.
Yeah.
And so if we're now going to start going after people for giving reviews of a product that we put out, that seems counterintuitive to what a personal review is.
Yeah.
And I'll
get more into that a little bit later because you brushed on it a little bit because they, Jubilee has celebrated people reacting to their channel. But babe, what do you think about this whole thing? Did you get a chance to look at these? We talked about Abba and Preach.
I watched it with you.
Yeah.
It just seems wild to me. Because, I mean, most people that do YouTube, TikTok, whatever, are able to say, if I'm putting something out there, I gotta handle the people who love me and the people who hate me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't put it out there.
Yeah.
That's part of the publicity.
You're never going to get everyone to just love you.
Unless you're Keanu Reeves. I don't know too many people who hate on Keanu Reeves.
So, yeah, it always boggles my mind. If you're putting a bunch of stuff out there, you gotta expect. And, well, not that Ab and Preach even said anything bad. They just did reactions. It wasn't, like, even negative stuff, necessarily.
Yeah,
a lot of times they do, one of them plays one side and one, like, they
go back and forth between the two. One plays devil's advocate and the other kind one is on the side.
Being on the topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, they've been on different sides of it. But the one thing that I saw from the second video, with the update was the fact right here what we're seeing that Jubilee, the channel Jubilee, even on their main website had a video celebrating the fact that reacting channels, I pause it right there.
And that's where they are.
reactors react to they love other content creators. We will always allow other YouTubers to react to our videos. And they even used Abba and Preach as an example of one of the channels that are allowed.
I have a question regarding that.
Yeah.
Has Jubilee come out and made a comment
about
this part specifically? Like, hey, we know we bitched about this, and we know we did a video about, like, has anybody had them make that connection?
Yeah, they finally, today or yesterday, last night, something, they finally responded back, because at first, Abba, I think it was Abba, the taller one, he was working with him behind the scenes, and we're trying to get it solved. And then I guess when that wasn't working, we got to go public with it. And obviously, when your fan base then responds, that gets their attention. And they, in their second video, their update, they announced that worked. They reached out and they were like, "Hey, we're sorry about the misunderstanding." From what I understand, it was what I theorized. The nuke, a company that they hired.
Can I ask a question regarding that part?
Uh-huh.
How many subscribers do they have?
Jubilee?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Not Jubilee. I'm sorry.
Abba Preach, like 2 million.
2 million? And Jubilee's like above that.
Well, probably way above that.
I wonder if that new company, and I'm curious about this, because I think your theory, how your theory was.
The new company that's probably now hired to monitor.
If they went for people that were like 5 million or less that had been utilizing their stuff because they deemed them not that popular, which to me is kind of crazy.
You got two million subscribers. That's what they got to, and that's what a lot of people are getting to. I bet you you're letting those copyright strikes ding all the smaller channels.
Correct.
I bet you because you can get a lot of blowback from the more, like a channel that has a million.
More following.
500,000 maybe or above. You know, it's not worth the drama. But
correct.
Like the little note, like the channels like our size.
They would send those letters and it would freak us out. Be like, okay, we're not doing that.
They didn't even send warning letters. They went straight for the kill. They went straight for the strike. And YouTube says that, like, another channel that Abba and Preach beefs with They mm-hmm. they tried this exact same thing against ABBA and Preach, but they did it in a malicious, you know, yeah. underhanded way. They just purposely, because they didn't like them, they just purposely did a copyright strike. And anytime that ABBA and Preach did a conversation about Fresh and Fit, then the Fresh and Fit was like, we're going to ding ding. It was like 13 or something odd strikes. And all you need is 3 to get your channel taken away.
Yeah.
But when ABBA and Preach appealed and proved, like, no, they're just
mad.
They're just doing this to be, you know, a little bitches. it then they were like, oh,
because you know
it turned back around on
they're
on,
not emotional
on them. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, they got emotional. So maybe Jubilee realized. Yeah, hey, especially when Abba and Preach called out the fact that
yeah
you said and you named us specifically
yeah.
that we are allowed to react to your channel. So what's going I was saying this yesterday. I said that's a lawsuit. In my opinion, that's a lawsuit. I'm sorry.
I mean, honestly, they've now had to take their time. They have had to create content around it. They've had to literally affect their monetizing of mm-hmm. this with content about it. Mm-hmm. It's created stress. I mean, that is a lawsuit
to me.
You've affected their business. You've affected their privacy of. Like how they handle their business and their content. You've now affected their private life because they've had to take time away to handle the situation. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jubilee really screwed the pooch on this.
Well, they rectified it. So, the very next day, they came back and they were like, they were joking, I bet y'all Fresh and Fit mother blankers uh-huh. thought we were going to get canceled like the Fresh and Fit guys did. But
I think Jubilee needs to. I honestly think that Jubilee needs to step up and do something for the people that it's affected. If they did this to channels, Jubilee needs to put their asses out and create some sort of compensation for that scenario. Mm. I don't think it's cool for ABBA and Preach to have to just go, well, thank God this is not going any further and we're not losing our channel. That's not good enough in my book.
Mm.
They created stress and trauma based around something that they were told they could do.
Yeah.
And Jubilee needs to step up and make it better, in my opinion.
Hate that. That's the way
you caused
it.
Harm. You caused foul. Purposefully, mind you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was only a day. No money was lost, really. Stress, yes, but really nothing.
How do we know no money was lost?
Because, I mean, I understand how the copyright strike thing.
No, I'm talking about time, investment. We don't know how they run their business and their content.
I know what you're saying, but technically,
the actors
are not entitled. I mean, technically, the complaint is it's not legit, but at the same time, in a way, it kind of is. It is their original work, and you're putting our content on your channel
where Jubilee,
to make money off of.
No. Yes, I would agree with you. If it was any other situation other than Jubilee making a video mm-hmm. going, we love you guys. Thank you for doing this. And we approve it.
And we will not ask for a percentage off of it whenever
yeah.
you do this.
They approved it.
100% allowed to do it.
That's where Jubilee screwed up.
And to ABBA and Preach's credit, they said, in their response, they said, YouTube needs to do something, and that's what I agree with, so people don't feel like they're being ripped off. Have something in place where maybe if you're doing a reaction to somebody else's work, then maybe there'll be a button that they can push where, like, okay, we'll take 10% of whatever your video,
first
your reaction
all,
video
you
makes.
Know how they fix this, right?
Mm.
The same way they do music through Instagram and TikTok, where they have the link that links to whatever that you're utilizing.
Mm.
That is...
I think that pops up.
If that links, then they have a way of tracking that
yeah.
to where they can do the percentages like that. That is all digitally done.
No, yeah. ABBA and Preach, they do give credit to the source where the source
and
material comes from.
As long as you're being sourced, then YouTube should in a 2-5% of it, because it's a content reaction,
yeah.
goes to this link because this is the source link.
Reactions via
and
15%, 10%, 5%, whatever.
That is a 5-minute coding for YouTube. Because they could set it up how it's already set up through TikTok with the linking of music. It's the same concept.
Yeah. Theoretically. I'm not
a coder. I'm not even a coder or a genius.
I'm not a coder.
Work with them.
I'm just. They were way. They were like, yes, come join us. Like, no, no. You red pill motherfuckers, y'all. We ain't the same. Let us know what you guys think and share your thoughts in the comments below. And let's keep talking. All right. What is the next topic of the way? Oh, grandma's a victim. This is something that's been trending a lot on TikTok. The grandma is a victim. What is that? I would say trend, story time trend.
It's like a story time trend. Yeah. How can you relate to this story time trend in a sense? And it's a lot of grandma stories.
Yeah. Grandma is a victim is, if you all know. So a TikToker, a TikToker by the name, let's see, is it Leah Denim?
Yeah.
At Liam Denham. She did a TikTok video where she plays her, herself and her grandmother. Her grandmother talks about how she met her grandfather and their relationship. And the story just gets darker and darker.
She's
darker.
Recognizing the trauma that her grandmother is being placed in. Her grandma's like, but it was like, But, she had a stalker and she didn't realize it was a stalker.
Right. it's those situations where you hear the story and people are sharing these types of stories.
That's like the common phrase. They always say that a stalker is literally a fine line from a romantic. Like, at what point does it transition from romantic to stalker? And a lot of these grandma stories are really like, oh, they crossed that line, but the grandma was just thinking romance. But it was really like stalker.
A joke or a meme that I saw. It's been a while because this movie's not from several years ago. Uh-huh. Like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Like, we're only like, oh, this is so cool because dude's a bajillionaire.
Uh-huh. But I feel like he's abusing you.
Yeah. So here's the original video. Let's see if I found it up here. Let's see if I can put this on screen here. Let's see what we got.
That's her.
I met him, and he wouldn't leave my father's store. Uh-oh. For 3 weeks, he camped outside. He would throw rocks through my window, notes that said, please go out with me. Grandma, you little victim. What the fuck?
Yes.
Where she goes, what the fuck? it was always fun. So a lot of people shared their stories, but here in the comment section, people would then share their stories. I think this is what you were saying. It's either romance candy or Stockholm, apparently.
Yes.
Let's see. Next comment. She said, "I was 16 and he was 28."
Ooh.
I was like, sus. Is it? Oh, I was like, excuse me?
Excuse me?
He just wouldn't take no for an answer.
Mm. Yeah, that's a red pill guy.
Melissa says, guy. He was crazy about me. Literally. our nanny married their stalker. But a lot of these.
I had one. That's the thing. I was telling him earlier. I had a pseudo stalker scenario who was part of our friend group who was showing up to my work with presents. Like, guys, I never even remotely showed interest in him. He hung out in the same friend group and he seemed like a very nice guy. And I hung in the same friend group that I met my ex-husband in. And I remember I started dating my ex-husband like around the time that had just happened. And I was like, hey, we called, and I hate putting this out there because I don't genuinely. He hasn't asked me out, but he keeps randomly giving me things, and I'm a little weirded out. I have no interest in him, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. And they were all like, yeah, he's a little weird. Like, they all had accepted he's a little bit of a stalker. Mm. And I was like, yeah, but I'm friend, not a prop. Like, I'm not someone that's on his list. We're not going to date.
Was he older? Was he much older than you?
No, he was the same age as me. Like, the same age. Granted, I was 18 at the time, so we were all kids.
Yeah.
But it was just like one of those, and would appear everywhere I would be. Mm. Like, that kind of thing.
I think some people really don't have
the social skills, maybe.
And situational awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, they genuinely think in their mind
that they're being romantic.
Super nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with anything like that?
I'm so sweet and nice. Like, this is something that I feel like they should be going, oh my God. they don't get.
Yes.
We're over here going, hey.
I think, weird. Do you know what the issue is, I think, for like our side of the story? Our interest in them. We have no interest in them. Therefore, it's weird to us. However, if it was somebody I was into, I'd be like, oh my God, the guy I have a crush on just showed up at my work with a present.
Like, why does that remind me of that SNL skit with Tom Brady? It was like,
don't be ugly.
Don't be ugly.
Yeah. Rule number one.
Don't be ugly. I mean, in this poor guy's defense, he was not attractive to me. Granted, I was still a lesbian at that time, but I had considered myself open. But if you as a male didn't look like a lesbian, which my ex-husband at the time did, I was not attracted to you at all. That was my theme. And I really think the key point is the opposite side being interested really makes that.
I had more of the Facebook instant message ones, the ones that are like, I want to take you out and I swear I would be the greatest person ever to you. You deserve the entire world. And you just have zero interest. Yeah. And you're trying to be nice. You don't want to just be like,
no,
get the F out of here, dude. Yeah. I don't. So you just try to be really nice. And then, of course, when you finally have to just be like, dude, I'm not interested. Sorry. Then it turns into, well, you know you're really ugly anyways. Nobody likes you.
I know. Okay, thank that's, you. That's, I'm like, I don't know what happened
between there and now, but fine.
I love it when guys do that because I'm like, oh, thank God. Because one, I don't have to deal with them. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Damn glad right. God, I'm so glad that we're on the same page now. I'm hideous. Do not think about me when you're doing dirty things.
That's a t-shirt right there. Do not think about me when you're doing everything. That's too funny. That's
actually, cute. I want that shirt. That's funny.
Well, guys, yeah. If you guys have any of your own, I'm gonna have to now. I feel like I'm gonna have to go to my grandmother and talk to her. Like,
what's your story?
What's your story? Because go to that TikTok trend. Those stories are wild. Let us know what you guys think. Let's move on. What's the next topic, babe?
Face off.
So the news came in from comicbookresource.com, CBR.com, that Face Off is reportedly moving forward with both Nick Cage and John Travolta set to return in a Face Off sequel. I was surprised by that. I thought that they would just like reboot it. Maybe they will, and then they're just cameoing in it. But I thought that they were going to reboot it. So I was going to ask everybody here, if you were to green light a Face Off sequel, who would you fantasy cast in that?
Are we talking young actors that are like up and coming?
Whatever you got. It's not going to top mine.
I think Ezra would be a really cool pick.
Miller? Ezra Miller?
The guy.
The dude that auditioned for Superman. The bully guy? The
bully guy. Yeah, yeah. Him and Ezra.
Face Off?
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be interesting.
Damn, that is an interesting one. I can't wait to put that into it. That is interesting. So
I think that would be interesting.
Wait, let me.
Two young actors. I think that would be a very interesting dynamic. Let us know in
the comment, who would you cast for this?
See, I would want to see the hunks. Give me some, because I just saw, well, I didn't watch the movie, but the previews. Henry Cavill and that Reacher dude.
Henry Cavill and Alan.
I could get behind this one.
Alan.
He was also in the Wolverine or the last Underworld movie as one of the vampires.
He was also one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the Michael Bay version.
I don't know that.
And
you lost us when you started.
Talking about. You started talking about Teenage Mutant. We were like, I'm out.
But to go back to yours, Tabitha. So Jacob Elordi and Ezra Miller is who you would have in a Face Off movie. Mm-hmm. And
she said Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, and they're in a movie together right now. The Gentlemanly, whatever that movie's called.
It's got his face, but I'm like
Alan Richson and yes. Henry
yeah,
Cavill.
I'm thinking of a different guy. I'm thinking of the guy who was in the Gentleman movie. I think that's on Netflix. because there's another one out.
Alan Rich.
He's also the guy who, he's in Underworld. Pull up Underworld for me if you got a second. And so he's super handsome. And it's the last Underworld movie when she has the kid and she comes back to life.
You mean the father? The guy who played the father?
No, not the father. He's a wolf.
The bald black guy is the only wolf I remember.
Cast.
It just says upcoming instead of live.
Uh-oh. We were running.
Well, we're still recording, so I can...
Go back and fix it.
I can push it later.
Okay.
So... what was I gonna say? Mine is I'm going all. I mean, originally people wanted Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman to do it. After seeing Abigail, I want Melissa Barrera and.
Wait, Kathy. You didn't say we could put women in
I
this.
I did. I sure did. I
no,
said
you didn't.
Open to any gender and race.
Where does it say that? Where does it say that?
Right there.
Oh wait. Mine doesn't say... Oh, yeah, it does. I didn't see that down there.
Open to any gender and race.
First of all, I only read this part. I didn't see the... I thought the in parentheses was for the next paragraph.
That's a you problem there.
Sorry. Okay, we
talked about some Melissa Barrera and Catherine Newton. After seeing them both in Abigail...
I didn't see that movie.
I said they could... The characters that they played, I felt like they could have flipped the coin and switched. And then that made me think of Face Off. And I'm like, hey, a female version of Face Off.
I'm trying to think of what a female artist I would do. God, man, my brain's like going to a blank. I want to say somebody with Emma Stone.
Anne Hathaway.
Just because I think Emma Stone would be an interesting play for that. But I was trying to think of another like actor.
Charlize Theron.
Ooh, I mean.
Emma Stone and Anna Taylor-Joy.
Emma Stone and Anna Taylor-Joy. Love. Her. Like love. I don't know who I could compare with her. That would be
Black Widow. What's her name?
Oh, Scarlett.
Scarlett Johansson.
No, too different. Man, I'm gonna have to think on one because for me, oh my gosh, but I've lost her name. Oh my god, it's
what movie was she in?
She's been in so many. Fucking A. It's a lesbian mother. And I can't think of her name. Every lesbian loves her.
From
oh my god, the name is gone.
From American Horror Story?
I don't watch that show.
Sarah Paulson?
No. Well, Sarah Paulson I love, but she's very much associated in that group all the time, but she's not gay. Every lesbian wishes she was gay. Like, legit. And they all call her mother.
From Orange is the New Black? What's her name?
No. No. She is royalty in the actor world. Oh my god.
Oh god! You just named every actress. Like everybody.
I don't have my phone to search, like because my phone's on, and so I'm like, not Angelina Jolie, but I mean, you can't go wrong with Angelina Jolie.
Natasha Leon.
Nope. She's a blonde. Her mother, I'm pretty sure, is an actress.
You're never gonna figure it out.
I know. I'm gonna be able to tell you after the show.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out later. But
what was that lesbian show? It was just
L word.
No, had the female name. It was like Carolyn or something like that. And she played a lesbian who.
What's her name? You mean what's her name that was in the Ozark?
I didn't watch that show.
We're killing time trying to
figure I'm sorry, it out. I know. But it's very important you know who this person is because she's a famous actor and I cannot think of her name. She is literally one of...
Lauren Lilly?
No.
No. Okay.
No. She's like, this is going to drive me nuts. All right.
Well, guys, let us know what your fantasy cast for Face Off would be. I'm surprised that Nick Cage... real quick, what do you think about the fact that they're getting John Travolta and Nick Cage back?
I mean...
Did you see Face Off? Did you like
it? Oh, I saw it many, many moons ago, but I genuinely don't remember too much about it.
I just remember when he looked at the stewardess on the plane and went, peach. I could eat a peach.
Lee's 1993 romantic comedy, The Wedding Banquet. Kelly Marie Tran, Oscar winner Yoo Jung Yoon, and Joan Chen are also attached to star. The film, which begins filming in May, follows what happens when Min's boyfriend Chris rejects his marriage proposal. Min convinces his best friend Angela to marry him instead, paying her partner Liz's IVF treatments in exchange for his green card. I never saw this movie.
It's a 90s movie. Yeah, I've never seen
I never saw it either.
Never saw it either. But usually when movies get remade, they there's always a boost of people who want to watch the original again. So I'm interested in checking this out. I mean, I love Bowen Yang. I know you love Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live. That's so, and I'm glad that I guess it's, I don't know if this is the first one, but this is the first that I'm hearing about it. The first project from Lily Gladstone after her appearance in what was the movie which she did with Leonardo DiCaprio that she was nominated for an Oscar for.
No, I mean, I know what you're talking about. She
was nominated, but she didn't win. She was so close to winning. But yeah, now she's jumping into a comedy. But I'm glad to see that she's getting more work and doing more out there. You're researching something. All right. Yeah. Besides all that, that's just other things that was going on in the world of entertainment news. So like I said, guys, I'm going to, you know, since you got it up on the display, I want to keep that up there. There was some news that came about. We were approved to do our podcast for this upcoming Comicpalooza. Guys, we were approved to do our podcast show on Friday. So I think it's May 24th.
Yes.
Friday at Comicpalooza, May 24th. We will be doing our show, Talking to the Media's podcast. We'll be live at 3 p.m. We're talking about it. We are, my original theme for a show was rejected. Lou the Supreme Being. That's how we all kind of started off. We're gonna make this an annual thing, and we're gonna now our show is gonna be that we're gonna do at Comicpalooza is gonna be now themed around the Fifth Element. And we're gonna talk about
costume design.
Yeah. Costume design. So, what do you anything else you want to add besides anything?
I'm very excited for Comicpalooza. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really excited we get to do the podcast there this year and get to kind of experience that. I'm honestly a little excited to deep dive on some costumes.
Wait, are we back on YouTube? Because Brianna's back. We're back.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm very excited to, like, get to deep dive into the costume design for that movie to research for that podcast. So that's kind of exciting for me. So I love that part. And
do you want to reveal what your costume is?
Oh.
Or not? Or we want to make it a secret?
I can reveal it.
Or do you want to reveal it closer to the day?
Maybe I'll do like a little TikTok about it.
Okay. Let you have that moment.
But I did finally, for all those who have been watching the show, it's Kate Blanchett who I was thinking of, and I could not come up with the name.
Oh, yeah. I love Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, see? Everybody loves them some Kate Blanchett. And it was Carol. That was the dang movie that I was trying to come up with.
Kate Blanchett. Okay, let's start over. Kate Blanchett and Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Face Off.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
You sold me right there. There you go.
I told you it was going to be good.
Took your ass long enough to figure that shit out.
My brain doesn't work on names, man.
Damn. Kate Blanchett and Charlize Theron. You just.
Yes.
I'm gonna be locked in the bathroom a little longer tonight.
God,
Joy's gonna be like, "Are you cooking in there? Are you checking off the Kate Blanchett again?" No.
Claire Danes and Hilary Swank.
That's actually would be a good one too.
Claire Danes and Hilary Swank face-off movie.
That would be a cool because they to me are on equal terms. Yeah.
Joy all smug and proud of herself on that one.
That's a good one.
Okay, you know what? That should have been the theme of this episode.
It was like
face-off picks. Like,
yeah. Real man.
For me,
that would definitely be it.
Kate Blanchett. I'd love. Let's see. Oh, I think
she
we got.
She
says
she's love any of these face-offs.
She's like all of them. Make them all.
Put them all on my face.
yes, please. Absolutely.
Can make it a Netflix series.
100. Oh my god.
That would be overkill.
No, but it wouldn't be the whole movie. It wouldn't be the whole movie in one episode. It would be parts of the movie with different actors as the face-off combination.
Like as a comedy spoof?
We could do it as a spoof, but like it should be done as a spoof, but also be done serious. So they do the whole movie, say, over a 12-episode thing, 30 minutes an episode, whatever it may be, or however they make that work. And each episode is two different face-off characters of famous actors That is brilliant. We just gave them That's a right. brilliant idea.
You're over here writing, you're over here writing the word.
There
movie.
You go. We gave it to you.
That was perfection, Joy.
Make it happen, Netflix. Quit stalling. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Come up with some more face-offs. Like I like Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
I love them together, but I like it for Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't want them to phase. I don't want them to bring it out of it. If they're dressed up as Wolverine and Deadpool and they do the face-off movie, another episode for the Netflix.
They could do the face-off movie within Deadpool. That is true. They could do that. That is true. They could do that.
That's how I would accept that.
That would be.
Like, if they just act out face-off within a Deadpool Wolverine movie,
yeah.
Done.
That would be funny. Mine again was Melissa Barrera and Catherine Newton. I think they should do. That would be awesome. All right, guys, let's know what you guys think. Look,
hold on, we still got to do our 30-20-10.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to go to before you rudely cut me off.
No, you were about to start your end of the show.
I literally
statement.
Have the. That's for those of you in the podcast that are not that can't see us on video. Tabitha is threatening me with a weapon right now. So call the police.
I'm always threatening you with a weapon. It's my face.
Movies turning 30, 20, and 10. At the end of the month from now on, I'm going to make this into a tradition, guys. At the end of the month, we're going to talk about the movies that are turning 30, 20, and 10 years old. Starting with, I think this is 10. Movies turning 10. Tabs. Okay.
What do we got?
Let's run them down real fast. Haunted House 2. We got Chef. I'm only going to call out the ones that are like really significant.
Okay.
There's Rio.
Rio's good. Yeah, Rio 2.
10 years old. Johnny Depp's movie Transcendence. I think that was the Lawnmower Man ripoff movie where I vaguely remember that.
I do not remember that movie if I'm being honest.
Johnny Depp and what's his name in the background right there? What's his name?
I can't see it if I'm honest.
With the voice.
I see a beard.
Driving Miss Daisy. What's his name?
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah. Morgan Freeman.
You're like, with the voice.
The voice.
The voice.
Locked.
The Other Woman.
Tom Holland. The Other Woman.
That's
there
a good
go.
Movie.
There you go.
That's a really funny movie. First of all, that's a movie that I reference with my best friend Summer.
Yeah.
24/7 because I'm the wife that got cheated on that's crying and that is hysterical. And then she is Cameron Diaz. Always. She's like, I'm going to need you to come back to me when you're done.
Yeah. Right. You're at a 10. I need you to come down to at least six. At least, right? Anything else in significance? Not really.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Anna, I think I remember. Oh, look. 10 years ago, what's her name? Gina Carano was kind of relevant. Anyway. Wow.
So what was 20 years?
No, that's 2014.
I know.
That's
what said? What was 20 years?
Oh, what was 20 years? She's like, oh, yeah. She's like
move on.
We're done with 10.
Keep it pushing.
Oh, damn. Let's see. Here we go. Movies turning
20
years old.
From 2004. Kill Bill!
Turning 20 years old.
Girls and I go to Kill Bill. I'm like, Kill Bill!
Mean Girls! All right, but okay.
If that doesn't say something about us, I don't know what does.
You know, oh my God, my friend Danny that died 2 years ago. My friend Danny, this memory just flashed back because I see another movie that's turning 20 years old. Hellboy.
Oh, Hellboy! Yeah.
Funny that my friend Danny said. He said, "Watch." He said, "How much you want to bet?" That movie helped because I think at the same time Passion of the Christ came out around that same time. He said Hellboy is the type of movie that's going to make like $300 million at the box office, and then Passion of the Christ, they're going to bootleg the shit out of that movie. Like, it was like that's the way the world was. Anyway, it was a conversation we had.
13 going on 30 was super
13
fun.
From this lineup right here, Mean Girls, Hellboy, 13 going on 30, Kill Bill, which stands out to you the most, Joy? Let's start with you.
Probably Mean Girls because my kids were young, but they were all watching that movie.
I mean, Mean Girls was like a staple when it came out. It was so good. I was like, oh my God, it's so spot on. And then I was a mom at the time, and I was like, I'm a cool mom.
Can't help it for you. Like, you're like in love with me, right?
I know.
Never gonna work.
Yeah, you didn't get to see the new one, did you?
I did watch it.
Watched it. Yeah, you watched it.
Yeah.
Did you agree with Tyler? Was it too much singing?
No. But I like musicals.
You like y'all? You do.
So I'm a musical lover. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Okay. There's another one turning 20. Man on Fire. Denzel Washington. That was a Fanning. Not Dakota Fanning. That wasn't Dakota Fanning. Is that Dakota Fanning?
I think that's Dakota Fanning. Yeah. As a kid.
The Punisher. The first Punisher. Well, not the first, but the early 2000s Punisher movie.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Walking Tall.
Yeah.
Envy. That's a movie that stands out to me. Walking Tall. Nothing else really stands out. Starship Troopers 2. Oh, wow.
Enchanted.
Here's where it gets funny. Movies turning 30 years old. Now, this is when...
I was 10 years old.
Movie box cover, like VHS covers and posters were very unique. This is...
Scroll down so we can see, man.
I'm building the... I'm building the drum. Leprechaun 2.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Jennifer Aniston was in what, the first one?
No.
Yes. The first Jennifer one. Aniston was in Leprechaun 1, yes. I remember Leprechaun in the Hood.
A friend with when weed. When a man loves a woman, which one is that about? That sounds familiar.
That's Melanie a song.
When a man. She's a drunk.
Michael Bolton.
Who? Melanie Griffith.
Oh, she's a drunk. Yes. Okay.
When a man loves a woman.
Scroll down, though, so we can see the rest. There you go.
No, I want to mention my Leprechaun line. When Leprechaun in the Hood. When he said, a friend with weed is a friend indeed.
I don't remember that one at all.
Which one? You were 10.
Bad Girls? That cowboy movie?
I don't remember.
I remember. I knew of it.
Hot Cowgirls.
I know. I'm going to have to go back and watch it now.
Cops and Robinsons? No. That comedy? I remember. I didn't watch it, but I knew of it. Serial Mom.
Oh, yeah.
That was the movie.
Okay. First of all, I remember watching that.
Serial Mom was funny as hell.
But I don't think I watched it when it came out.
I remember the scene where she wanted to murder her friend because she wore white after Labor Day.
I feel like I saw this like when I was like 15.
Yeah. Serial Mom was funny as hell.
What else do we got?
Clifford.
Oh, God.
Martin Short.
No, I didn't watch that.
I remember the dad, this was like the adopted kid from hell. The dad was like,
oh my God.
Did you, I forgot what Clifford did, but he's like, did you do da 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 da? And then Martin Short was like, I'm sorry. I think you're having a flashback of your time from the Civil War. Something like that. It was bad in the 90s. And they were trying to be all futuristic. It was like a demonic monster that lived into the virtual game, and you played it, and you thought you were playing the video game, but and playing a serial killer in the video game, but you were actually doing it in real life.
Well, your hand gestures put that you were doing porn and not a serial killer.
I did
same,
see
same,
that.
Same.
Sailor-looking movie with a girl in the middle. I can't see the title because you already scrolled past it. I do remember seeing that.
Which one again?
Well, he took the thing away, so
now... Oh, I don't know.
What thing?
The thing that allowed us to see it.
Sailor... outfits, and there was a girl in the middle in brown.
I don't
right there.
Oh, Chasers.
Chasers.
Yes,
that was a comedy, wasn't it?
Like an action comedy drama, whatever.
That's what stands out to you. Come on, man.
I just remember she was popular at the time, and I think they thought it was going to be like a big hit, but it kind of wasn't.
Wait, scroll back down a little.
She's
bit.
She's like Cold Sweat.
No, the other way. That's up. Scroll down a little bit. That's back up. Is that Is there a Flintstones? Is that
Yogi,
what
that, Yogi,
it was Yogi Bear.
Oh, Easter Bear. No, the one that was on the other side of Yogi Bear. I can't see it because it's cut
National
off.
National Lampoon's Last Resort.
Oh, it's National Lampoon's. Okay, well, that makes sense now.
Yeah. Hey, none of these are, these are.
Yeah, I don't remember any. It's getting down to B level.
We've been in C and D level for a minute. These are the movies that are turning 10, 20, 30 years old. All right, guys. I mean, anything else besides that we were talking about with Comicpalooza? I mean, we're going to.
No.
We were talking about how, do I want to reveal this?
Reveal what?
Something else. Podcasters, there was something else I was thinking about revealing, but I can't, I'm not going to be able to dig for it. I already mentioned it. We were approved to do our show on Friday.
Yep.
So if you're going to be in the Houston area and you want to join us on Talking Through the Medias, we're going to have our giveaway. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have a lot of people doing a lot of cosplay.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
I'll start it. So, thank you. Oh, glad I remember before we logged off. Okay. I'm going to have a few guests joining us tomorrow. There will be a guest joining us on tomorrow's episode of Talking Through the Medias, named Lana Marie. She's a cosplayer. She was there day one. She took a picture of me as Ruby Rod, and it's still circulated through Facebook. And this is how I found her again, because I was tagged in it. And I reached, and I noticed that she does a lot of shows and things like that, and streaming in her own right. So I invited her to the show. We're going to stream together, so we'll be on the show together. Lana Marie.
I believe that. That's what you said.
Hopefully that I got the name. I'm going by memory. I'm bad with names. I'm sorry if I'm remembering the name incorrectly. And next week, our cosplay T3 Media's cosplayer of the year, David Smiley, will be in studio with us next Thursday. I sent him a call, and he said yes, he will be here. We'll talk about his cosplaying and
his journey
and how we all met and. Correcting me on how to do Ruby Rod.
First of all, and the greatest part about it, he met us separately. And
really?
I met him separately from. I met him the same time I met you at a whole different scenario because I was dressed up as Lilu. Mm-hmm. And then he told me about how he dressed up as Ruby Rod. Mm-hmm. And then I met you later.
I can't remember it all.
I'm genuinely thrilled for him.
It's gonna be exciting. So I'll be here. I don't know if you'll be here or not, but
I'll probably be in next week. Yes, but it will. Well, what's next? What's the date for next week's?
Yeah, because I know sometimes we do on and all, you know, in studio and Zoom sometimes. But so if you
the
can't
second April, I mean May 2nd.
If you can't be in studio, Okay. Maybe we can. At least
well, it's
maybe
my birthday. I'll be in studio though.
We can patch you in. Okay, cool. And we can all be together. But yeah, so next week we have some cosplayers joining the team. I want this time of the year to do more cosplay conversations and stuff. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's not really our niche.
But it is. That's how we met, and it is how we kind of started our interaction. Mm. And so
cosplayers unite.
Yeah.
Maybe this might become a cosplay channel. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Well, we'll judge all the...
Cosplaying is expensive, y'all.
Yeah.
I ain't got that kind of time to invest into that kind of shit. Although, I would love to maybe dive down into the arcade cosplaying stuff. See if more going more that route. I think I'm going to go around as a joust.
Metroid!
No, I'm going to be joust.
Who the fuck is Joust?
It's an ostrich with a guy on it, and he just runs it. You've never played the game? Joust is my favorite game. I have it in my house. I stole it from the track and put it in my house. It's an original arcade game.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That's
no, absolutely not. My kids love Sonic. Oh my God, Lorelai and her best friend is obsessed with Sonic. They still talk about Sonic like nonstop. But I think like some arcade-driven cosplay would be fun, for sure.
Joy, you said you figured out what we're going to do, the stewardess?
Yeah,
and I will come out. And this time, I will attempt to do opera. Ruby Rod.
I'm so excited for it.
I'm gonna bring the microphone again, and I'm gonna attach it to the cane. I'm gonna try to really make it work this time.
Absolutely, I really think you should
really go for it.
Yes.
And then I'll pass it over to Tabitha, and like, she's stone deaf.
Don't tell him. That's a clue.
Edit that out.
It's a dingles.
Let that out. What was that? So we'll see you guys next week. Join us. Join us tomorrow. We'll have our special guest in studio. Well, not in studio, but via Zoom, really. And next week we'll have David Smiley joining us in studio as we talk a little bit more about Comic Palooza as we head to our Super Bowl, our main event at the event. If you guys are going to be in the Houston area, if you're going to be able to join us at Comic Palooza, it's May 24th through the 25th. I think there's still tickets available.
Through the 26th.
Through the 26th. I think there's still tickets available and passes to meet up with the stars and the special guests and things like that. It's a good time. It's fun vibes. Kevin, the director, said he didn't know if he was going to go, and I think he just messaged me. Said he's going to be there.
Hell yeah!
So we're going to be live. We're going to be there. Let us know, guys. I thought I had time to
do the BFF,
do the by fans for fans portion of it, but I don't think anybody joined it. So we don't have time for that this time around. So I'm going to just call it and say thank you guys for joining us. If you guys want to reach out to me, that's at CW Fagan, Chris CW, at Chris W. Fagan on all socials, or at T3 Media Studios on all socials. Reach out to me. I'm always around. Tabs, if people want to reach out to you and tell you and say, hey, stop touching my butt, where can I do that?
Well, I mean, you'll never want me to stop touching your butt, but you can reach me on TikTok at letshavefun012 or on Instagram at tabitha.jordan.18. That's me.
And Joy, if people want to see when and where I'm touching your butt, where can they do that?
My TikTok is Viola Fagan, and my Instagram is
that.
My TikTok is Viola Fagan, and my Instagram is Scrub Hats and More by Joy.
And if you want to see, that's it. That's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show.
All right. I already clicked it.
If you'd like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.